one.
I'm Alex. I'm here with Tom O'Brien with the Connecticut Crossroads Project. First off, why don't you just tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm Tom O'Brien. I am a 19-year resident of New Milford. I moved here for a job. Didn't know anything about this town or... And all I knew about Connecticut at the time was I-95, and so I was not really looking forward to moving up here. But when I got here, I was amazed by how beautiful this town is. And we bought an old Victorian house on Wellsville Avenue. It's one of the only ones that weren't broken up and covered with vinyl siding and had all the charm carved out of them. And we've been lovingly restoring that house ever since, and we're almost finished and then ready to start painting all over again. So that's brief introduction.
All right, cool. Where'd you move from?
So originally from upstate New York, outside of Syracuse, but we were living in Richmond, Virginia. I was restoring old houses down there as a business and writing for publications on the how-tos of restoration. Yeah. And Fine Home Building Magazine, which is located in Newtown, was my main kind of freelance work I did for them, and they offered me a job as an editor and made me move up here. And we got to Newtown, couldn't afford anything in Newtown. So I think they put us up in a guest house, and we spent like the first 2 weeks just CC. I would go to work, CC, my wife would go out and look at real estate in Newtown and Brookfield and south of there and come home crying every night. Then somebody suggested New Milford, and we came up here and found a place that was affordable. The schools were good. Our son was 1 year old at the time, so this was the place we ended up.
All right. So, can you tell me a little bit about your time in New Milford? I understand like the affordability aspect was huge, but you mentioned the beauty aspect of it. Was it reminiscent of where you used to live? Was it like just the beauty to behold and you just...
Yeah, not at all, actually. Okay. But I've lived in a lot, like upstate New York is like, compared to here, upstate New York is big sky country. You know, it was like big rolling hills and a lot of space. Virginia was more kind of open, a lot of open spaces. We lived in the city, but outside the city it was very, very open. Here, it's completely the opposite. Very hilly, very forested, not much sky, but from where we live on Wellsville Avenue, I'm a bike rider, and if I go north, like 1 mile either onto Paper Mill Road or onto Mariel Road, I'm in heaven. It's just amazing. It blows my mind. So that was the beauty that I discovered like right away. And also because I worked in Newtown, and I'd never had a desk job before, and I knew if I didn't keep moving, I would be in a lot of trouble. So I started riding my bike to work, and that ride over the hills, up into Bridgewater, along the ridge, you know, Christian Street and Northrop Street, and then down across the Lillinona and up. As you know, every day I showed up, when I rode my bike, I was in a good mood when I got to work.
And some beautiful old houses up there, too.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing, yeah. So, as a bike rider, you end up on these back roads. Like, a lot of people, I think part of the problem with New Milford is a lot of people don't get out and explore, and they see Route 7, and that's what they think New Milford has turned into. And so a lot of my volunteer effort has been trying to change that perception.
I'm going to push on that a little bit, the volunteer effort. Yeah, can you go in more depth about?
Okay, so the first 5 years, I had this pretty intense job as an editor, and I was never home. So I was between here and Newtown, or I was on a plane, or hunched over a keyboard. So I didn't pay any attention to the town. But my son entered kindergarten, and I realized I pretty much missed the first 5 years of his life, so I decided something had to change. So I quit that job, became a freelancer, and started paying attention to the town. And it was when Route 7 got completed, which I paid no attention to. And I made a big deal about this twice as wide Route 7, and I got over there, and there was no sidewalks. There was not a sidewalk. They did that whole thing without a single sidewalk, and I was royally mad about that, and I still am. So I took it upon myself ever since to promote opportunities for walking and biking and mass transit and all of that. And I discovered that the town for years had this dream of creating a greenway, a multi-use trail along the Housatonic River, and it had never really gone very far, so I picked up the ball on that. about 8 or 9 years ago and been leading that effort ever since with some success. And, you know, one step back for every two steps forward.
Do you think the people are open to it in Milford? Do you think there's a, like, do you see the people within the community that you're in open to the idea of the trail? And
Absolutely, yeah. But this is not a town that likes to spend money. And it's been a hard sell because we actually have completed a study for this trail and we presented it to town council a couple of months ago and all they saw was $18 million. They didn't see 20 years, they didn't see most of that comes from grants like Brookfield's trail. That was built with $2 million in a federal grant. The town had to kick in $400,000 and I think everybody in Bridgewater or Brookfield will tell you that's the best $400,000 they ever spent. So that's what's hard to convince people of in New Milford is investing in quality of life projects like this. Reconnecting us with the river is a good investment in quality of life and in economic development.
Do you think that's New Milford's biggest flaw?
Well, I think there is Connecticut, it's not a flaw, but Connecticut, you know, the land of steady habits, like we're like ground zero of the land of steady habits, at least from my point of view. It's really tough to convince people that change is possible of some kind. At least that's my perspective. And here's I'll tell you a little anecdote. So one of the people that I was working with, I'm not gonna say who, in the town on this trail effort, came back from a trip out west to visit a relative, and it was in Boise, Idaho. Came up to me and said, I just had the best trip out west. I was in Boise, Idaho. There's trails, there's, you know, bike trails all over the place. And then she says, it's a shame we can't do that here. Exact word. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I've been working with you for 5 years to convince you that we can do it here. And she says, it's a shame we can't do it here. So that's when I stopped banging my head against the wall and then, you know, just kept working at it. So, yeah, that I hear that a lot. And really, it wasn't until Brookfield opened their trail. Mm-hmm. And when people saw, because I'd say, look what Simsbury's done, look what Millerton has done, look what Collinsville's done, and these trails have actually revitalized their downtown by bringing tons of people in.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but this is New Milford. It's different here. And it's different here. I used to hear that a lot. It's different here. But then Brookfield, one town away, finally gets this really impressive trail. And all of a sudden, people in New Milford are paying attention because it's next door neighbors. So I don't want to disparage New Milford much more. But anyway,
but we need a real picture.
Town. Yeah, this is a beautiful town. And we have, the last summer, me and my son took a bike trip across the country, or almost across the country. And I feel like the leadership of our town thinks this is some kind of a rust belt. You know, we don't have the manufacturing we used to have. We don't have the agriculture. But what we have is a natural beauty that's just unmatched anyplace else. And we rode through Kentucky and we rode through Missouri. And these are towns that's got nothing left. And really sad little towns where whatever the plant was has moved out. And downtown, you know, kind of looks like a neutron bomb has gone off. And the buildings are still there, but there's nothing in them. So, you know, with as the gateway to the Litchfield Hills, with Candlewood Lake up there and Lake Warmog just to the north and the Housatonic River running through us, this is an amazingly beautiful place. And I tell people, we're every bit as beautiful as Vermont, and we're 70 miles from Times Square. And that's a pretty good location.
And agriculture isn't dead in this town.
It's not, yeah.
The Farmland Preservation won an award for their efforts.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, so. And the Ford Hill Farm, he does over there, is awesome. So yeah, there's a lot of good stuff here. It's just can be a challenge to convince people that it's worth the effort, it's worth the investment, all of that. So, but yeah, beautiful place.
Where do you see New Milford, say, in like 50 years, 100 years, and then what would be your ideal New Milford?
Well, I definitely...
Two-part question.
I sure hope the next generation, we need to keep, like, people your age living here, and you know, because I see a lot of people moving away from here. And one of the problems is not a lot of jobs here. And I know that myself as freelancing for the last 15 years. the carpenter jobs a lot of time. I'd have to follow that well-worn trail down to Greenwich and, mm-hmm. you know, work for people, you know, that have more money than they know what to do with. So there's a lot of people living here that have long commutes. So transportation in my campaign is one thing that I'm really pushing, multimodal options, you know, the buses as well as the trains, so that people can get to jobs. Because it's a great place to live, but it is not an easy place to make a living.
Do you?
Yeah, so that's one thing that's got to change. I'm pretty much there.
Do you think that the fact that a lot of people have to commute has affected the community, like that they can't be as present in the community like you were when you were working so much?
I think so, absolutely. Especially, like, I know probably personally a half dozen people that work in Manhattan. I mean, just imagine that, you know, because it's like, it's 45 minutes to get to the train, it's an hour and a half on the train, and then that just gets you to Grand Central, and that's wherever you have to go from there. And other people that work on the Gold Coast or who knows where. So I think if, just like me, those 5 years that I, you know, I only had to commute to Newtown, but, you know, then I had to travel, I paid no attention to what was going on in the town other than what my son's activities were. I tried to be part of that. So I think it is tough. And it's tough to volunteer, you know, to keep, you know, the volunteer fire department going and the efforts that I do. You know, we have a lot of people that support us, but getting people out for events and all that is a challenge. So yeah, more jobs closer to home would definitely be good for any community.
What sort of jobs do you think we can create? I don't want to get too political.
Yeah,
but.
No, but I see some signs already. Like the Makery, I think is a great thing. You know, mm-hmm. that's been, other towns have had those business, small business co-ops, and so I'm glad to see that we got that here. Yeah, I think for small entrepreneurs, small manufacturing, tech businesses, it seems to me that quality of life is more important to people of your generation than people of my generation, when it was just kind of like, go where the job is, buy the most house you can afford, as far out in the country as you can afford it, and, you know, then just work all the time to pay for your toys. It doesn't seem like, I'm assuming, but it seems like the next generation tends to have different priorities than that. But you guys could speak to that more than I could.
I think Alex and I would both, Alex and I both have different lifestyles than most like people of your generation. Like, so I think that sort of confirms that.
Yeah, I think for sure. I mean, I think we are more about, you know, like the quality of life preservation, you know, not being dead at the end of a work week, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I think so, yeah. Do you want to, you have any?
Just have one question.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Just have
Sorry,
a, no. Do you feel as though having an old home has connected you to the community more?
Good question. Yeah, I'm sure it does. I've always loved old houses and the, I mean, just walking up stairs that are worn from people, from 100 years of people walking on the stairs, to me, just, you know, it's just such a feeling like you're in a place that, that has a warmth to it that, you know, a new house doesn't have so much. And being close to downtown. So the other reason, so we bought on Wellsville Avenue, where, like, I walked down here today, and it took me, like, 10 minutes to get here. And that was important, because I'd always lived in cities, so I wanted a sidewalk, I wanted to be able to walk and ride and stuff. We're not just connected to the community, but we're connected to downtown and the green, and that's real important to me. And I'm also on the board of the Trust for Historic Preservation. So
congratulations on your new property.
Oh yeah. That was we had to keep that a secret for a while. It's funny. We just got Netflix like 6 months ago, and so we started watching the Gilmore Girls. Did you guys ever watch that show? I mean, it's like I sort of knew it was set.
Unfortunately,
here.
I've watched all of them.
So me and my wife are now addicted to Gilmore Girls, and. What's amazing, and I knew it was sort of based on here, but, you know, when they're walking around, like, they're downtown and there's the gazebo and all, that's New Milford. You know, it's like, we have relatives who live in Montpelier, Vermont, and they're, like, Vermont is so much better than New Milford. And they're addicted to Gilmore Girls. And I said, you know, that's us, right? You know, it's like, so it's just, there's just so much about this place that's pretty amazing. So.
I got a follow up. So about the old house and stuff. Do you think that again that's part of the reason you moved here? I'm sure because of the house. But do you think because of your other businesses with like restoring houses and stuff played a huge part in moving to Milford? And that's kind of what brought you the charm of New Milford. And do you think that is the charm of New Milford? Part of the charm, besides just the landscape and stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. It, well, we bought that house because we could afford that.
Okay, yeah. Well. Yeah. But gotcha.
Just barely afford that house because we, you know. It needed a lot of work, but that's what we like to do. It had a ton of character, and it was a size that we could handle, and all of that, and the location, and the schools at the time. You know, like, now I'm a little more worried about the schools these days than I was 19 years ago. So, but absolutely, the old house, and you know, keeping an old house, especially because Wellsville Avenue, I think. Had a lot of hope for Wellsville Avenue. We bought our house. Somebody bought the house across it and restored it. And there's a little bit, but still, you know, unlike in other towns we've lived, our influence hasn't extended too far out yet. It's still, kind of mostly rental, you know, which we need rental housing and all that, but, you know.
There's some beautiful homes on Wellsville, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some very, very beautiful homes. I love driving down that street.
It's beautiful, yeah. I love it there.
Yeah, and it, you know, it has a sidewalk. It's not the best sidewalk you ever saw, but you know, it now allows us to get, you know, walk here, not walking in the road. So I'm okay with that.
So why run for state representative? Why is that important to you?
So I was on the board of. So most of my efforts, besides the preservation thing, has been on behalf of walking and biking the trail. I served on the board of directors of Bike Walk Connecticut for 3 years. That's our statewide advocacy group. So I spent a lot of time in Hartford. And, you know, we're not that far from Hartford. I think we're about 50 miles, depending on how you go, maybe 60. But the number of people at our state legislature level or state government or other high places who have never been here, I was just shocked. This is a small state. It's like the third smallest state, I think. Mm-hmm. And I met tons of people in our state government that had they knew nothing about Litchfield County at all. They knew nothing about New Milford. They'd never been here. So I feel like we get very little respect from the state government. You might feel the same way. I think we've talked about that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that has to do with the fact that we were like one of the... We're sort of this like purplish area in a state that's largely Democratic. Like we're largely a swing county. Do you think that has something to do with it?
I think it's probably part of it, you know, and so I'm kind of hoping that if I'm elected as a Democrat, I will get hopefully more attention than our representative had. I'm not going to get politics.
That's fine.
But I think we're also, I mean, it's just like with baseball, you know, you never know. People here, they could be Yankees fans, Red Sox fans, or Mets fans. We're at a real kind of crossroads here. So Fairfield County is considered really a suburb of New York City. And there's been newspaper articles that it's kind of thriving and everything else isn't because it's connected to New York City. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Litchfield County is sort of out there on its own. You know, it's definitely developed as kind of a playground for weekenders and all of that, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the state government, you know, it's really the Hartford-New Haven corridor that gets all the attention. And, you know, they say the quiet corner is the northeastern counties, but this is a quiet corner for them too. So, and as I said before, this place is amazingly beautiful. And with the right investments, we would be really thriving with tourism and with the next generation of families and entrepreneurs, at least in my opinion, you know, that would want to live in a place like this. So, yeah, because, you know, there's not many places. Like when I lived in Richmond, Virginia, I was downtown, and to go on a bike ride, to get on roads that were like quiet and beautiful, it was a long effort to get out there. So from Wellsville, like I said, you know, Wellsville is a little you know, it's not a lot of fun, but it's like 1 mile away and I'm out in the country. Mm-hmm. And like, if you're on Paper Mill Road, you know, at a bike speed,
yeah,
that's what else, you know, if you're traveling through a car speed, you don't see stuff. But if you're traveling at 13 miles an hour down Paper Mill Road, there's a heron that's always right there at the dam. And when I go by on a bike and the light is, you know, I see that heron every single time. So, you know, and all of the other wildlife and stuff. So, yeah. Right.
Awesome. Do you have any questions?
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really want to thank you. I know Alex probably will thank you too, but this is perfect. This is exactly what we're looking for.
Great.
So I'm going to stop recording now.
Yep.